Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Shavuos Chav Ches, Shavuos 28a, pagination is 55. We'll start on the facing page, Chav Zayin Amud Beis 27b, about a quarter of the way down, Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Shavua, if a person makes an oath, Shalo Ochel, that they will not eat of Kikar Zu, this loaf of bread. So that's his first oath, and he's not allowed to eat even a portion of the loaf. Shavua shalo ochleno. And then he continues and he makes another oath that he won't totally consume the loaf of bread. That's only going to be a violation if he eats the entire loaf. And then shavua shalo ochleno. He says that second type of oath a second time, so that once again, he's making an oath that he won't eat the loaf of bread in its entirety. Va'achla, and he indeed ate the entire loaf of bread. Eino chayev elo achas, he's only in violation of one oath, because if we follow the logic, the first oath already prohibited even a portion of the loaf. And therefore, he was already in violation from eating the loaf. And the second oath is actually of lesser consequence. It's only a violation if you eat the entire thing. And you're already in violation from eating a portion. So he's only in violation once. The Gemara, about a third of the way up from the bottom at the beginning of a line, Hasu Lamali, what is the point of these three oaths? What was the Mishnah trying to convey? Hakamash Malan, it's teaching you that Chiyuvahu Deleka, he's not going to be punishable on the violation, not with a karban if it was by mistake, and not with Malkus if it was on purpose. Hashavua Ika, but the oath exists. The imishkachas ravcha, if it turns out that there's room for the oath, chayla, it will take effect. L'may hilchasa, what would be the application? L'chidurava, like the case of Rava. The Amar Rava, Rava taught, shem nishal al harishona, if you do hataras shavua, if you go to a chacham and explain why you have charata, regret for making this oath, and he undoes it for you, what we typically call hataras nedarim. If that would happen, also lo shenia tachteh, the second oath would have room to take effect. Until now, it was already forbidden, so what's going to happen? But once the first oath is taken off, it's no longer forbidden, and the second oath will take effect. And the same would be true if the first two go off, then the third one would take effect. The statement doesn't just evaporate, it's waiting. And if there ever will be an opportunity for it to take effect, it will do so. And that's the concept of Hataras Nedarim undoes the Shavua or the Neder from its beginning. It's as if, retroactively, it never existed, and therefore the second oath will have room in its time, now that we reformulate what happened. The first oath was never there, retroactively speaking, and therefore the second oath will have room to take effect. In the Mishnayos, Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings an interesting question regarding hafara, when the husband or the father of a woman undoes the vow that she makes, and we know that it doesn't go limafreya, it doesn't go back to the original time, but rather cuts it off in its present situation, that she no longer has to observe it. And the suggestion is that perhaps in such a case, the first oath remains in place in its time and stops the second oath in its time from taking effect. And that would remain true, according to this logic, even after the husband or the father annuls the vow, but that's only moving forward. In its time, it was there and blocked the second oath from taking effect. A fascinating way to consider, and again, a discussion in Rabbi Kiva Eiger and later in the Mefarshim in Shulchan Aruch. Let's move on to today's daf. Actually, let's do the last statement on the Amud that we were on just now, six lines up. Amar Rava, Rava said, Nishba al Kikar, if a person ate the entire loaf that he made the oath about, Va'achla, he ate it, Imshir mimenu kezayis, if it still has a kezayis, one portion left, Nishal aleo, it's still relevant to do the Hatara, to ask a Chacham to annul it, because you have Charata, you made a mistake in this oath, and you never would have done it. Achla kula, says Rava, but if you ate the entire loaf already, and it's gone, ein nishal aleo, you can't undo it, you can't ask for it to be annulled. And that's the opinion of Rava on this topic that we just touched upon, of annulling the oath. Rava says you could only annul it if it's relevant to something. But if everything has already been eaten and you're annulling it will not enable you to eat anything that was forbidden until now, then there's no point of annulling it. We, however, and today's daf, find an arguing opinion to this. Ameimar Omar, I'm just below midway at the end of a line on Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. Ameimar Omar, Ameimar says, Afilu achla kula nishal alau, even if you ate the entire loaf of bread, you could still ask a Chacham to annul it, the concept of Ataras Nedarim. And he explains, Ibishogeg, if you ate it by mistake, some mechusar karban, they're still going to affect whether you bring a karban or not. Ibemezid, and if it was done purposely that you ate it, mechusar malkus, it's going to affect whether or not you're going to get malkus as a punishment for eating it on purpose. And therefore, Amemar says it's still relevant to do hataras nedarim, hataras shavua. The Rambam, in fact, brings this at the end of Perek Vav of Shavuos. Misha nishba Shavuos bitoy lahabo v'shiker b'shavuoso. A person made an oath to the future, and it's a problem. He's in violation. Kigon shenishba shelo yocha pasu v'achla. He made an oath that he would not eat this loaf of bread, and he ended up eating it. V'acha she'achla. And after he ate it, kodem sheyavi karbano, before he brings the karban, imaya shogeg, if it was a case of shogeg and he's bringing a karban, or kodem sheyilkem hayamezid, or before he gets malkis, if it's a case of purposely eating it, nicham, he regrets that he made the shavua, v'nishal lechacham, and he asks of a chacham, vihi tiralo, and he undoes it for him. Hareza potem in a karban amin a malkis, he would indeed be potter from the karban or from malkis, because the way the annulment works is lamafreya, from date back, it's as if he never made the shavua, and therefore he's not in violation, and therefore does not get the punishment or require the atonement. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.